Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We are here and mostly we are very, very happy and we have so much fun and just life is just precious and cute. And we think like, oh, driving to our radio station is just the coolest things ever. And then meeting amazing guests is another perfect situation. And 1 hour from my life and hopefully our guest's life. And then we are going back home and life still goes the same way, happy way. But not last week. Not last week. You know, I don't even know what to say because I think I'm under tremendous stress, and still I couldn't believe that in one moment, because took only an hour and a half from fire getting from Simi Valley to a place where I live, that I will be running from the fire in one dress, one socks, dog, little documents, my daughter of course with me. And yes, and it's like you start looking around your place and say, what I can take, what I want to take, how can I escape with something in my hands? And then we both look at each other, me and my daughter, and we say, you know, Mama, forget it. Let's just go. We didn't even think and took time to just really walk around the place and say, oh, maybe I needed more coats. Maybe I needed tissues, or maybe I need these pictures, maybe this from the wall. It was just, we were like so happy to get out. And just that they told us that we had the time to get out. But I know that we got very lucky. My place is fine. And Karen, and of course, and Jerry, my wonderful friends, they are there. They were also in crazy situation, but they little will tell us how the crazy Thursday. There was a Thursday.
Thursday night.
Night went for them. But I don't know what we can say. We are in California. This doesn't happen a lot, but more often. So I don't even know how we can prepare outside of having a little bag. We were talking about what we're supposed to have if next time something like that happen. And like in my situation, I couldn't even book any hotel. We had like 5 hours between when we left and when our friend took us to her house. But every place in hotel was closed. People already were there booked, and I had a dog with me, which was even harder. And you had, Karen, 5 cats.
We have 5 cats. So we couldn't find a place that first night either. And we actually evacuated, I think, a couple of hours before you did. And we couldn't find a place at that time. So
5 cats.
With 5 cats. And but you know what?
Thank God we had 5 carriers.
I was prepared.
Yes.
That's
I
amazing.
Was prepared.
5 of them.
I did have 5 carriers for the cats, yes.
What you will do if you wouldn't have them? How they will behave in a car?
You can't, you know, my cats don't go into the car unless I'm taking them to the vet, so they're not used to driving or being in a car. So
yeah,
I don't know really what would have happened.
Going crazy, probably.
But yeah, I was prepared, and thank God that I was, and we could get all 5 of them safely out of the house and out of the smoke. And
you had a choice because you both are very professional. You have a law firm and you are coming here every month with Jerry with your segment. Then Karen today starts her own segment. We'll talk in a moment about that. But you have an office. And yeah, so the choice was to just move to your office, but no place to sleep, no
actually,
place
just
to
like
nothing.
You, there wasn't a hotel room. Just like you, there wasn't a hotel room to be had anywhere. We were calling, I'm driving, calling all the way to Universal, to the Sheraton. You know, we had to find a place also that was pet friendly, and there was nothing. So we said, let's just go to the office. Unfortunately, we don't have couches. I think we're going to get a couch.
That's so smart.
We slept in a chair.
Or leave an inflatable bed there just in case.
Yeah, now you have it. So we were talking before the show, all three of us, and we, of course, first and foremost, would love to say thank you.
Firefighters.
The firefighters.
Police.
Yeah, police.
And
doctors.
So grateful.
And our neighbors, because some of them, they really try to hose out, the grass around the places, thinking that this will keep a little bit fires until drops will come from the air, which really that's what happened in our place. You know, then everybody who behaves so nicely, and everybody listened, I think I think firefighters, this is like, they're heroes. Yeah. They're our heroes and police heroes. There was chaos, but was organized chaos.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That again, we would love to thank you so much for saving so many people's houses and places to live.
And when you drive around our neighborhood, you see, although a few houses didn't burn down, unfortunately, you see how the fire came down from the mountain right up to people's backyards, but their houses are standing and they managed to really take care of it and take out the fires before it reached the house. And with the winds that were going on Thursday and Friday and Saturday,
yeah,
it's just an amazing job and really a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
And of course, this last 2 weeks, they were just the most horrible weeks probably in our places, because we had this mass shooting in
just
Thousand
day
Oaks
before.
Day before. And seems
before.
Like, life goes on and seems like, is this new normal in California?
Let's hope not.
And Los Angeles is getting more and more dangerous here. I don't even know if everybody feels like how I feel, but obvious many years ago, we never had moments like that here and around. Yeah. Something's really progressing into very bad ways, for our future, for our children's future. And 12 innocent people shot in the safest restaurant ever, and the youngest people that could even enter a restaurant like that, listening to sweet music and the most patriotic music, country music. And parents are happy to leave these children there, and they were coming back to picking practically information about children being killed. I don't even know what to say to my daughter. Everybody's petrified. And every day you have three people shot. Now Chicago today too. I don't know if you heard in hospital. So I'm not here to preach and being very political, but we all know is more and more dangerous.
Can I say something about that?
Absolutely.
So coming from Israel and living through the suicide bombings of the 1990s and 2000s, where you go out and you sit in a restaurant and you don't know if you're going to come back home, just, we need to be more aware of our surroundings. Just keep vigilant. That's it. I mean, we can't stop living. We got to keep on living and just be more vigilant. Look around you, see if anybody's suspicious and just.
But also, and I'm thinking about this because many years ago, this never ever happened. So 15, 20 years ago, this never happened in my country, in Poland. It was very sad. Till this day, it's the safest country in Europe. But in America, I lived in a few towns here, in a few states. Never happened. So what is the difference? And it's very easy answer, but I don't want to, again, make any statements. It's very easy answer. Something is really going very, very bad for all of us and our children. So let's maybe think about it deeper. And because next week we'll lose another people.
No,
and we can, like I say, we almost forgot these 12 innocent children and grown-ups died day before fire. Fire took over this sadness information and horrible, horrible pain that all the families still have and forever they will. You know, it's not right. It's not right. And Thousand Oaks, the safest place in the earth too, because it's one of the safest towns in America. Everywhere. This can happen everywhere.
It was the... Maybe, I don't know where it is now, but it was the safest town in the U.S.
It's nowhere to hide. It's nowhere. We just need to change something. And we have great politicians. We have... Everybody was voting. I think everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. So, if we all know what is wrong, we better change because our children are dying. That's it. So, it's not about changing the mood of the show, but everybody says life goes on. That's what you said. And I agree. We cannot be scared. We need to pick ourselves up and just being thankful for what we have. And just hopefully our show will bring some smile on people's faces, because I love our new segment. Is this like having the coolest girlfriend in my living room? And but obvious for you, Karen, this is a business. Then could you introduce us officially to the name of your business? You are an owner and creator. Then people need to know also how to find you.
So the name of the business is The Gift Princess.
The Gift Princess.
Yes.
Is it the cutest name and the most memorable? It's very easy to remember because, yes, obviously everybody knows Karen from the previous shows. This is your husband. And Jerry and you work as a professional people together, and you both are married, happy, wonderful couple. But you have your business on a site, which takes many, many probably creative powers from your head.
Yes.
And and your husband, I know he's the biggest fan also, which is the coolest things ever. But we want to know Karen, the gift princess, and things that you can offer to all of us who are like, holidays are coming, Christmas is coming, Hanukkah is coming, all the holidays and birthdays and everything what we have that requires to go to mall and buy boring stuff for people over and over.
So because I'm a gift princess, I brought you a gift.
No!
This is the reaction.
And a star
you have to
paper.
Open it.
We ripped this paper off. Okay, everybody wants to know what is this? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! This is me and my beautiful daughter together.
I'm not sure I saw it. Let me see.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Gorgeous.
And this is a wood frame. And you laser paint into the wood. Describe this process. This is beautiful forever. Picture.
So your reaction is exactly why I set up my company, to make people happy. I think not just receiving gifts, but giving gifts makes people happy. You can't not be happy receiving or giving a gift. I know when I give a gift, I'm so excited for the person to open it. So then your reaction just makes me even more excited. And this is exactly
this is
why.
So personal.
Yes.
And that's what the gift princess is about.
Yes.
You know, like I mentioned, most holidays we are going to mall and we are
support
all buying
local
the same socks and ties and t-shirts. And like we are spending money to just spend the money. Because I think we mean well, but we don't know where to go to make something special that will not break our bank. Because that's amazing what you also are offering. I know so many projects.
So
that
what
you do.
I did with this picture is I didn't want you to know that I'm giving you a gift.
No,
so I went
no
on
idea.
Your Facebook and I looked at a picture that I really thought you looked beautiful. And Natasha looked beautiful and I downloaded it. And I made it wood ready for a laser engraver. And I engraved it for you on a piece of wood. And it's a personal gift. And it's my heart.
Love you. Of course, I was supposed to go there. Tup, 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 and kiss you. But we'll do this after show. This is so beautiful.
Thank you. Please,
everybody, imagine. Imagine you have a beautiful picture. And you don't need a frame that everybody has. You don't need a, you know... just give somebody the same, all the same, in some metal frame, gold frame or whatever frame, and glasses in front, always scratches. You need to wash and dust it off. This is something that you can pass on from generation to generation. Yeah. And I'm not even saying that you can like have every year your child to imprint it here and just put everywhere. It's just, and this happens, is very homey and it's a wood, which means gives you this natural feel of it, and it's very warm.
I also do pictures that aren't on wood, like on this type of material, or this isn't really a picture, but this is a metal print. So any,
you please show maybe to
So any picture can be put. This is actually a sign, but actually, pictures on metal print look really just beautiful.
Yo, that's sturdy and gorgeous and classy and looking expensive, not like papers one.
Yeah.
And they're forever.
Yes.
That's what these cool things.
And it's really a...
So practically any store, any display place, they need something that will stay forever. Like before, you know, Coca-Cola posters, everything, they're always on the metal. You go to antique stores, you know, in Ventura or something, you have the stores with thousands of amazing visuals. Everything is on the metal.
And this, when you put, we have across our house, a lot of metal prints of our cat, of our family, of our wedding. And they just look really beautiful, and they're really easy to hang on the wall. So you can have something like that. You can have, so I do a variety of different, I mean, I do so many different
things.
How did we hang them on the wall?
For us, because I like it flush to the wall, we did double-sided tape. But if you don't like it flush to the wall, there's these little brackets that I can supply, and you can just stick it to the back and put it on the wall. It's very easy, and then you do a nail on the wall.
And I'm not saying when it's earthquake, God please no, falls on the floor, nothing crashes.
Yeah,
exactly. That's really, really important. Again, I want to come back to it that this will be our hopefully monthly segment, because the goods that Karen can bring and show us, they are like forever and ever can be shown here. But everybody can go to your website also. Yes. Maybe you give people your website where you will send people, your future clients.
The Gift Princess on Facebook, The Gift Princess on Instagram, The Gift Princess on my website. Usually when it's such a personalized item, people either email or call me, because then I can find a unique gift for their specific client or for their specific whoever they're giving it to, and I can come up with different ideas. I also do promotional products. So on my website, you can see a lot of the promotional products. On my Facebook, a lot of the more unique things. But again, because there are so many different things, not everything is on there. So a lot of people just call me up and say, Karen, I need a gift, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to a bar mitzvah. I'm going to a baby shower. Or you want to give gifts to your clients and now the holidays, or your employees now during the holidays.
But, you know, how you can even manage that? Because people will be calling you like crazy.
Yes.
Some people want one of the kind, one of something.
Yes.
And they still take your time on the phone probably. I want this.
That's what I specialize in.
That's what you specialize. And the patience of yours, this could, I don't even know how can you deal with this. But some people need something like tomorrow, next day. Like, can you do something if somebody calls you and like, how you can fit it in? Somebody with needs for one day, 2 day, one of the kind. Because sometimes we need one very special and we cannot find. And
yeah. So if somebody comes to me and says, I need something for tomorrow, and they're telling you what the occasion is, I have a stock of things at home that I keep. Now, I will give you something. I will offer you a few options out of what I have at home. If something that I need to order, then that's a little bit more
time consuming.
most of the things that I do that are one of a kind, I do them myself. It's not that I sub it out to somebody else to do them.
I was in your place.
Yes, you were.
And honestly, the machines that you have and the technology that is in
really
your
cool.
room, it's just cool because your room is very clean.
Yeah.
But it's really like little factory of greatness there.
Yeah.
And you are easygoing. You are very artsy. You're a gorgeous woman. And you describe, so you say, oh, that's a laser. That's a this, that. I'm like, how do you do that? And you are bringing certain completely different product. You're giving to my hand and say, look, that's what I do. That's what I'm like, what a creativity. Because
thank
this
you.
Is a store practically in your head, in your mind. Then somebody can just pick your brain and say, I have a husband, I have my boss, I have gatherings, I have, then
that's
I
right.
think this is a time for a presentation, a little bit of presentation, which we will be doing once a month. And please, everybody, look at our Facebook page, Accent On, because I will be, of course, promoting the cute 30 minutes with Karen. Probably they will be separated, because we'll be talking 2 different days, 2 different businesses. But still, people, please watch that, because you can see something that you maybe will need tomorrow and 2 days from now, and you will find out she can really make this happen. So
I brought a lot of, because of the holidays now and people putting up their Hanukkah and Christmas trees, and it's really nice to have your own personalized Christmas ornament. So I just brought a variety here.
I know it's hard to see,
so
but
many
yes.
different shapes and sizes. This is a snowflake with somebody's monogram in the center. You can have it without a monogram. You can have a different styles. This is a wood
with
ornament.
Message. Very nice. I like this because
you
can say something.
You can have a person's name, so it's really highly like personalized.
First birthday, Christmas,
first birthdays.
Oh,
right,
look at that! Look at this tiny little thing with name.
And of course, if you want pictures, there's a variety of pictures that can be put in on the ornaments themselves. But this is a more classic type of ornament with a flat front that has a picture. I mean, it's just so many different things. This ornament says, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I designed that one. And this one is...
May I see? Because that's really elegant and light.
Yeah.
Happens
this
that
is,
this is
from
plastic.
This is from acrylic.
Really?
Out of acrylic.
And this is out of... I do them from acrylic, different...
Colors.
And I actually have now, oh my God, these acrylics that are sparkly acrylics. They're so, I just got them.
And for Julie.
And I have one that says, for Hanukkah, we wish you a Happy New Year and Chag Hanukkah Sameach. So happy,
beautiful.
Happy Hanukkah. So it's about.
And also very, very.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, it's modern, but it's so warm to the touch.
Yeah,
it reminds
nice.
You like old. All the colors for the red is beautiful. I love this type
so
of
I
red.
Did, yeah, I
it's
did
like
reds
old
and
world.
Blues for Hanukkah and Christmas.
And you can
here.
Collect them every year. You can, have few and give to your first family. Everybody
and this
can get one.
With a person's name in the middle.
Tommy! We don't know Tommy, but Tommy looks great on a Christmas tree. Yay! And
but,
his
and
wood
then,
again is forever.
And then if you put up a Hanukkah tree.
Yes.
Some people do.
Absolutely.
I do different Hanukkah ornaments.
You
well.
Have blue tree?
You can put that on a wall. You don't have to put that on a tree.
Yeah.
It could be a decoration
but that's
anywhere.
That's so cool. Oh, yeah, on any place
so
that you want to decorate.
Just
your home.
A really small options of what I've done in the past and what my clients have asked me. So I just wanted to bring, because who doesn't like, put up the Christmas ornaments when you do the Christmas or Hanukkah tree.
I also see, because you have a website and Facebook, the Gift Princess, and sometimes I see every day you're showing pictures of specials.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
You just started to do this, I think, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I think it's a genius idea. So... But this seems like expensive stuff sometimes you are promoting, and like a luggage, watches, pen. And I think this costs much more money, and you personalize the expensive things. How do you get stuff that you claim is less expensive than when people buy somewhere else, and you still make this?
That's a secret.
Okay. but that's what I want to say, that we trust Karen. She says the prices are lower for her specials, but still she can turn them into even something so expensive because you put your own personal stuff there. Then could you like give me samples of luggage? Yes.
What can we do
on the luggage?
On the luggage, you can do a variety of things. You can personalize. Usually there's an area where you can personalize, or you can add some of the luggage. You just add a little personalized note to it, so you're not doing anything to the luggage itself. So it just depends. A lot of times in luggage, it's smaller areas where you would personalize your initials or your monogram.
In malls, things to remember, something. You go and they print also your monogram or, you know, on the towels or something, which I think there was like, I love that. This was when you...
Monograms
visit your
are back and big.
That's what I'm saying. When you went to grandma to something, you have
monograms,
napkins, you have this. It was like just the coolest things ever. Gentlemen's, they had on shirts with they had names. They had, you know, it's just so much a family, like, you know, tradition you can keep in your home that, you know, when it's holidays, everything's just perfect with your name, monograms or something. And you can do that too, yes?
Yeah, I do monograms on... again, on the Christmas ornaments, but again, not only Christmas ornaments.
Like fabric and...
Let me...
Yes.
Show you. So this is more a crystal goodies. USB stick.
Wow.
That you can put...
high society.
This is really a nice high-end
one. Oh my gosh, that's diva one. That's for divas and everybody who wants it, but look at that.
It's a beautiful stocking stuffer.
This is like between lips. This is supposed to be lipstick, the perfume, and your computer.
And when you put it into the computer, it lights up too.
Can I open it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm trying to. look at it.
You know, and it's a great way for executives to, you know, put client documents on. We, of course, put all of our client documents on.
Of course, I do
those.
All of his products and all his
So elegant. It's so one of the kind. It sets you apart from the masses and makes also, I think, your life, our life, more special. Because especially for me, and we have Karen here, gift princess. She will be every month. We will pick, of course, Monday, which Mondays, and then please watch our post, because she will be here, like I said, and we can find out what between today and next month, maybe somebody will call with unusual needs.
So anybody who is going to call me and say, I heard you're an Accent On, is going to get a 20% discount. Any person, 20%. So
phone call. Not now. You need to give us a number, because if they are lazy, they cannot find.
They can private message me and message me on Facebook. So that's fine. Or call me or email me. So 818-292-7074 is my number, and email info@thegiftprincess.com. Or find me on Facebook at The Gift Princess.
So we have 4 weeks. We have 4 weeks before Christmas and Hanukkah and all year round holidays that are coming. We don't need to, in a way, crazy rush, but rush is right now. I'm so happy to have a...
Things are definitely picking up for me. So the sooner people put the orders in, the sooner they'll get them.
And we have you here. And we really can feel like you're our special guest. And people who watch us right now on the Facebook, they are really our guests in our house. This is our room, living room. I wish we have coffee or something else. But fact is, Karen, she is here for everybody to just deliver very, very personal, precious gifts. Could be one, could be hundreds, because she's doing like big amount too.
Yes.
You can
order anywhere from 1 to 10,000.
So I wanted to show before we finish the segment, that diet, and then one more product. That's one of my new products. So one of my favorite things to do is different acrylic signs that light up. So this we did for a sign for veterans. That was Veterans Day last week.
Yes.
And you put it in. And you turn it on, and it changes color, and it's just a fun thing.
You know, you go today, I feel like blue, and in my office or wherever, I need a bloom on blue. Yeah, blue.
You can change the color. You can keep the same color. You wanted blue, I kept it blue for you.
And the client is coming in. First question, you say, hi, what is your name? How do you feel today? I like blue or yellow or green. What color would you like this? Boom.
Here's the red for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fun.
And, you know, if you have an office, now's the time to get a happy holiday sign, happy Thanksgiving. We right now have the happy Thanksgiving sign. Just like
this one. Of course,
because
I do all his signs. And
they look fantastic, if I should say so myself.
And they are in the same sizes, or you can order small or smaller?
You can order smaller sizes as well, yes.
But the bottom, the light up, how this comes in smaller sizes too?
I have a small size. This is connected to electricity, but I have a small size about 3 inches. That's round and on batteries or USB. That's a small one. So you can do a sign that's like, let's say 5x5 or 5x3, something like that. That just works on batteries, so you don't have. So if you want a really small one, you can do that as well.
I've done them for
place cards at weddings with a Bluetooth.
Light up signs,
oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Dark rooms.
Yeah.
You know, or you have parties that you really want people to have a good time and whatever message you can have. This is so creative. I don't know if you want to give up prices, but they can range. But the smallest one ranges
prices
from?
The range between $40 to $150
wow.
at the most.
Love it. Okay, now I think we will be enjoying this segment a lot. And everybody who has right now headache doesn't have one anymore because Christmas and holidays are coming, New Year is coming, all the birthdays,
I do all the hard work for them.
Yes, but you love it, you smile, and yes. I know that's your creativity and you want to make people happy like you made me today.
I would love to show you one last thing. This is like my newest thing that I have now. You know
premiere.
You go to restaurants now, and most restaurants don't give you straws anymore.
Yes.
Or they give you the paper ones that really, they don't work.
Yeah.
So I have this new product. It comes in a really cute bag that the bag can be engraved with a logo or a name. And then it's a bamboo straw.
Oh, wow.
That can have your name on it or the name of your business with a little handy dandy cleaning
amazing.
Cool tool. And
this is something special.
I carry
first bamboo,
in the car and my purse and everywhere I go, I always have a straw. So this is for you.
No, it's not Christmas yet.
I know.
It's okay.
Christmas is every day with Princess Ray.
Rhymes.
Oh, wow. See, I really love the idea of having the self-cleaning things because you put in different drinks.
Yep.
This is genius. Probably some restaurants can steal this from you. Maybe you need to talk to people, big restaurants, because I think you can order this from Karen, and Karen can make this personalized for the restaurants. Yeah.
And
clients
can sell
that. This is a business.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite new products. I absolutely love it. And
Very cool.
With this, you can order just one. You don't have to order hundreds because I do them myself. They're bamboo. Wash it really well before you use. That's all I have to say. But it's a really awesome product.
Great present. I think it's a great present. Soon everybody will need one like that.
Yes.
If not, we'll be doing paper one and they will find out the paper is toxic. Every time when you put in a paper, in drink, it will be not healthy. Thank you for today. Okay, we were talking today to Karen. She's an owner. I don't know if we can give you a full name. Is this okay?
Sure, yeah. My name is Karen Dabby.
She's a creative director and owner of
The Gift Princess. And I'm your gift-giving concierge. I take care of all your gift-giving needs.
I love this line. And the phone number one more time.
818-292-7074.
Thank you so much for today. And for sure, December, like first Monday or second Monday, we'll be have you probably earlier. The first, maybe December, because people will still have time to order. And I want that for you so much. Okay. Okay. You know, when we educate our listeners, we know that they are really listening. I don't know if they are right away picking up phone and they just trying to contact with Jerry. But I know also that this is like public service, what we do right now. We are educating people for them to know that when time is right or when time is now to act, they know Jerry's name and Jerry's company and everything what he's teaching us about. And your segment, we have like, this is like fifth or probably segment, five months, I think so. We are together. Like, and I'm just very proud to bring you back, because what you were talking every month, I think people don't reach and don't look for information like that. They need to be in a very scary situation in life to say, now what, where I can go, who do I talk to? And oh my gosh. You just prepare people in our segments to act or today or not worry. You know, maybe today, tomorrow, if they don't need to, but knowing the answers are there and what to look for and how to find you. Then today,
yes.
If you can describe one more time, name of your business, what your business is doing, your full name, your phone number, and maybe today's title or theme.
Oh my God, that's a lot to remember.
I know. Okay, first your company name.
Law Offices of Gerald Kane, and I'm an estate planning and elder law attorney, been practicing for 25 years. You can reach us at 818-905-6088 or the website at EST, like estate, but estplan.com. And, you know, all this talk about, you know, giving, you know, estate planning doesn't have to necessarily be an unhappy subject. It can be happy.
If it's done not in the moment, it's practically everybody's crying and everybody's
crisis.
You don't want that.
But you know, right now people are running around, you know, trying to figure out gifts, which we've made really easy for you.
Yes.
And, you know, spending tons of money. So it's, you know, people procrastinate anyways, but through the end of the year, people are going to procrastinate even more, thinking, well, I'm young, I have time, I can put this off. But we want to give people an incentive not to procrastinate. And, you know, think about it. It really is the greatest gift. You can give people all kinds of things that they can hold on to, tangible items and things like that. But this is the greatest gift that you can give your family.
So
because
you
they're
can...
the ones who are going to... They're the ones who are going to suffer if you don't plan.
Yeah, especially when we are gone. That's for sure. We have family that we need to take care of. We have veterans, which you are talking that you really can save a lot of money, because there are places in the law that only people like Jerry know or just can describe that really can bring a lot of savings to families or veterans' budget. But also you care about estate planning. You care about children with special needs. You care, and today, especially what was happening even last week, today we have everything, tomorrow we have nothing, or we have part of something or nothing, and we have families that are in trouble, we have children that we need to think about because of our future, we need to leave them maybe money, leave them easy way to know what they will do with this money when time will come, or just how they will take care of us when time will come.
Absolutely.
Or older people like me, if I have like nobody to care about me, I need to think a little bit, and better fast than the later. I'm still, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to think about these bad things that can happen, who knows, tomorrow or maybe 50 years from now, but I need
That's
to think about it.
Procrastinates.
We procrastinate.
They don't want to think about it.
This is like, you know, they call you mandatory a living house and you don't even know where your paperwork is. Mm-hmm. So we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared for everything right now. That's how our world looks right.
Right.
We need to have everything in order. Today, topic, you want to protect children, yes? If you have children, you need to do what?
Well, basically, if you have children of any age, but if you do have minor kids, you know, one of the things you want to do is make sure, you know, you've taken care of, you know, having life insurance to take care of them. But have you thought about who's going to take care of them if you're not there to take care of them? So you've got to make sure
two different things, life insurance
in place.
But if you can separate this, because I think you have all of these companies writing, sending me information, pay for day this amount of money, this will cause it's so cheap, this is, you know, for 10 years, for 5 years, for 100 years, a monthly. Explain me, life insurance. This is in event when you die.
Right.
Then somebody like your child will have amount of money given to them, first to probably bury you. They don't need to pay for that, but also will take care of their life's needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we have so many programs that people are getting in the mail. You think, what is the difference when you go to Jerry and what is like picking from the envelope and sending $30 a month for like 2 years or 5 years, whatever they offer, and saying that I will be safe for $10,000, $5,000 if I die? What the difference is, and where is the choice that we all need to make that is the smartest one? When you have little money, because when you have a lot of money, probably you care much smarter about your needs. Then especially for people like us, the middle class and less than middle class, how we can figure out that?
Well, I think you're talking about is, one is just taking care of the stuff, and estate planning is much more than just taking care of stuff. It's what happens if you become disabled or you lose capacity, and what happens when you pass away. Life insurance just provides, stuff. It provides money to somebody. Yeah. But you really have to think of who's going to raise my child if I'm not there to raise them, and have a whole plan in place to make sure that things go smoothly. So it's a lot more than just about the stuff. And
so practically, when you are young and you don't think that one day something bad can happen, you really need to think who will be the parent for children if you are gone, if something happened bad.
Who's going to be the legal guardian? And also, you have to think about, not only do you want long-term, but who do you want, you know, in the event the long-term guardian's not able to be found? You want somebody like the friend or the neighbor or, you know, anybody you're willing to leave your kids with for 20, 30 minutes, maybe a day or two, because, you know, the long-term guardians are vacationing in France or whatever, can't be located. Because what happens if you don't, the police show up, they take your kids into Child Protective Services because they don't want to leave your child with a friend or a neighbor. So we have a plan, it's called the Kids Protection Plan, where we not only name the long-term guardians, but we name first responders, we make sure the parent has an emergency ID card that says I'm a parent with minor kids and has the names and phone numbers, who to contact. It's a whole system to prevent that from happening because, you know, I know as a parent that I never, ever want my kids, even for a minute, to end up in the hands of Child Protective Services. And I'm sure your listeners out there who have minor kids listening wouldn't want that to happen either.
Wow. You know, we are not going, because you are so cool, obviously I'm not an expert, right? I'm getting to be like an expert, okay? And maybe I cannot describe well, but I think I start understanding, which that's what is the educational part of the service that Accenton and LA Talk Radio provides for everybody who listens to us and repeats and downloads our show. Because again, after 8 p.m. Pacific time, the show is available for downloads. If you want to hear again and again and not watch us on the Facebook, you can go to Accent on LA Talk Radio, scroll down. That's where we'll be having from today's our show, ready for just listening over and over, or just download forever. The information will be here forever for you. So you always prepare this great questions for me.
Try to make your life a little easier.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Then if you will choose, because maybe it's illogical for me to pick any, but...
Ask me question two. Number two.
And this is like, okay, our property is titled in joint. This is a very unusual word that I never read. What does this mean? So, tenancy, every American person knows. So I don't need a will, right? Okay, then yes. So
the question is, describe our property's titled in joint tenancy, so I don't need a will, right? Wrong. You do need to have a will or a trust because, you know, even though it's true that if you hold property in joint tenancy, there's an automatic right of survivorship to the surviving joint tenant. Well, they have to survive. And, you know, you got to look at the big picture. What happens if there's a joint accident? Then it ends up going through the really messy probate court, which is costly, costing up to 5% of your estate, and also time consuming. It basically, you're leaving a mess for your heirs. What happens if you get sued for whatever reason? They're going to go after the property, go after, you know, the entire property. So if you've named your child as a joint tenant, for example, terrible idea, they're going to go after the property. What happens if you have a messy divorce? Well, you know, it's subject to the divorce. And there's a lot of tax and other legal reasons why you shouldn't have property in joint tenancy and rely upon that. And, you know, come on in. You know, we can sit down, look at your situation and discuss whether joint tenancy is appropriate for you or whether you should have a will or a trust instead. And in most cases, if you have real estate, we recommend having a revocable trust. And as I mentioned, I started to say, you know, the greatest gift is giving a plan because, you know, it's going to make the lives of the people that you leave behind or if you lose capacity much easier. And, you know, it's a gift you can give them. So to make things really easy for you, we're not only going to waive our consultation fee, which we normally charge $750 for you to come in. We spend up to 2 hours with you to look at your particular situation, discuss what your needs are. There's no obligation to move forward. If you like what you hear, you think everything's great, you don't have to make any changes, then fine, you don't have to. But if you do, we're going to put a plan in place. And again, because as I mentioned, you know, people around this time don't want to plan, we're going to give you an additional incentive not to procrastinate and give your family the greatest gift. We're going to take $500 off any planning that you put in place. All you have to do is mention LA Talk Radio.
Just amazing, amazing. And Accent On.
Yes.
Of course.
Because that's your segment.
Right. Accent On LA Talk.
On LA Talk Radio. Right. LA Talk Radio is good enough. But, okay. So, why do I need to protect my children? We started from that, really.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to leave children in the hands of...
Child Protective Services, you want to make sure that you've got the right guardians in place and you've thought about the plan. You may also want to make sure that, you know, that the assets you leave to them can be protected if they get sued or if they file bankruptcy or if your child gets divorced. You know, it's going to be subject to a messy divorce. So you can put in place a plan that protects them and protects
because
their
that's
your grandkids
will.
And even your great-grandkids.
Wow. Okay. Describe the difference it makes in their lives when you assist a client's plan. Yes.
Well, you know, I think that the difference it makes is that people have peace of mind knowing that everything's going to be in place, you know. Nobody knows when they might join the disability community. I mean, think about it. I could walk across the street tomorrow, get hit by a truck, and you know, all of a sudden I'm disabled. Well, my wife can't sell or refinance my house because we didn't plan. Well, we did plan, but if you didn't plan, then you would have these kinds of issues. So knowing that no matter what could happen, and as you've mentioned at the top of this segment, there's so many crazy things going on that, you know, you never know what's going to happen in life. You want to make sure your spouse, your loved ones, your family is
your
protected.
Pets.
Your pets.
Your
yes.
pets.
Oh,
your pets.
You
Our
are
cats.
Right.
Yes.
We come across clients. A lot of times it's more elderly clients that are moving from, let's say, their home to an assisted living community or they pass away. And nobody knows to do what to do with their animals. So in revocable trust like this, you can also protect and leave money and care for your instructions to how to care for your pets.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Like we did.
Like we did.
Well, yeah. Five cats is a lot of children to worry about. I know.
Those are the children. And in some cases, you know, I say that, what's the phrase? All our children wear fur coats.
That's beautiful, then, yes, they
are your babies.
Okay, then what are some common misconceptions around estate planning?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest misconception is that it's hard to do. It's you know, not an easy
I think it's hard
process.
To pick up the phone.
Yes.
And just come to you
pick
for
up the phone.
Yes, for 2 hours of consultation. And I think you will tell us what to do. So maybe let's not worry what will come. Let's just go and say, I got an issue, I got a problem, I don't understand, I don't know where to start. And that's where we have you.
And also, I don't know, it's kind of funny thing to say in almost 2019, but some people have a little bit of superstitions about it, that setting up an estate plan is going to bring bad luck. And we encounter that. And it's,
then why you put alarm in your place? Yes. You know,
people,
you do the same. You're worried
exactly.
And you do with the
Agda. Or you get earthquake insurance in California or car insurance.
It
doesn't mean that something's going
to happen tomorrow
or
ever.
You're just protecting yourself.
You buy insurance for car, for everything.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what is really weird, that I know that people who have a lot of to lose, they probably have lawyers, everybody, and they think for them, and then it's
not necessary.
Yeah, not
Aretha Franklin just passed away with $80 million.
Yeah, Prince.
Prince,
you're right.
And they never planned. So guess who's going to get rich? The attorneys are definitely going to get rich.
Right.
God knows if they're going to be fighting in court about the estate. And they're going to spend a lot of the estate money to go through probate.
You know, I admire wonderful daddies and mommies in this world who just care enough for the future of the children and themselves. And they understand that it is their responsibility to really care for the future and for the situation like that when it happened. Everything is in a place. I just don't want to talk about my life, but my life wasn't easy and is not easy. And I can say that the problems, this life situation can leave you, like bad life situation can leave you so many problems. 7 years later in my life, I still battle so many things and no security, no nothing. It's just petrifying. And just you put sometimes trust in somebody else's hands, but no, trust supposed to be in your hands. Mm-hmm. Then I'm saying you talk about divorce, you talk about death or something. You know, it's not even my husband or my responsibility. It's really my responsibility. Oh, Hussam said that we need to, our boss says that we need to be done with our show for today.
Well, when you ask what's the biggest misconception is that the process is difficult. We really, really make it easy for you. You come in, you know, we a lot of times we'll design the plan right on the spot and you sign everything and 30 days later, it's all taken care of. We make it very fast, very efficient. And
so don't wait. Talk to your husband, talk to your wife, or if you don't have one, you think for yourself and call. What is the number?
818-905-6088. And don't forget, come in before December 31st and we'll waive our consultation fee and take $500 off of your plan.
And one more time, name of your company, Jerry?
Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane.
Wonderful. And thank you, everybody. Please go to Facebook. The links are there. And his Facebook website or Facebook exact website is so informative. It's so good. You have so many great information there. Then please, people, go and check what Jerry is posting, because you will find scrolling down probably everything what you ask for. You say, oh, that's the guy that I want to use for these important things in life. Thank you so much for today again.
Thank you, Ilona.
Have a beautiful night.
Happy
peaceful night.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanksgiving for today. Thank you, and see you next Monday if I can find my music for Bye Bye. That's a bye bye, and till tomorrow, till next Monday.
Yeah.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.